Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pitch. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm very excited about, well, excited. I'm grateful to be able to bring you these truths. Bottom of our second hour, Matt Long and I are going to have a conversation. Matt has asked me to give intel as best as I can to the Texas Hill Country, and I will be doing that, including releasing the names of the individuals in the Biden administration who are linked to Tehran and Iran and have likely been the responsible parties in sharing intel that caused this massive failure of a communication system in Israel that led to this invasion. And it all falls at the feet of the Biden administration, and I'll tell you why coming up. Ken Thornburg and I are going to talk about spiritual warfare. Look, the only one who can lead us to victory in this is God Almighty. And we have got to depend on Him, and we have got to learn how to pray in power, in authority, because our Father in heaven wants to hear our prayers, and I believe wholeheartedly that as we pray, He will move, and He has repeatedly over history. Bottom of this hour, we'll be having a conversation with Wes Verdell, talking about our own border here in America, the southern border, as well as what's happening in Texas. But joining me right now, and I'm so pleased to have her with me, Dr. Rachel Ehrenfeld, and she is the author of The Soros Agenda. Her website is acdemocracy.org. Dr. Rachel, welcome to the program. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. On the same website, you will see that I'm also the author of, I don't know, about 1,500 articles, papers, whatever, books, four books on terrorist financing. So I have written a lot about where Hamas and Hezbollah and all other Muslim radical organizations are getting their money. I name names. So things says there are new names since then, since the books were written, but I continue to follow it. And this is very important because, they need money. And unfortunately, some of the money that they get, they are getting from the State Department and from various Democratic administrations.
One of the things you and I were talking about in the green room as we were coming on and we were giving greetings to one another, you can't sit here right now and say how are you doing and say I'm doing wonderful. If you understand what's happening in our world right now, there have been many. The Russians are trying to push this whole two-state concept. We know what that means, but I'd like you to talk to this idea that somehow there is some kind of ability to create there are peaceful Muslims, and so therefore we can have a peaceful solution with the Palestinians. Can you talk
to you saw the attack started by attacking the revelers that participated in a big more than 3,000 people down in the Negev in the south, close to the Gaza border, in a peace festival. And among them were actually, and some have been kidnapped, taken hostages, some have been killed, were members of organizations, Jews, members of organizations that were opposing the IDF, opposing the Jewish state of Israel, and supporting the Palestinians and peace. This was a peace festival. Okay, so this is what you get if you want to pretend that you are going to have peace with the Hamas or the Palestinians will have any peace with Israel.
Now, one of the other things that's coming out there, I was watching ABC and there was some filming on there showing, they're Israelites or Israel is bombing Gaza, and so there are,
I hope they flatten the city.
I'm right there with you, but they're the women and the children and all that, and they're showing those pictures and so on. Can you speak to that for just a minute?
They probably are showing also footage from previous attacks, but a lot of fake news. But Israel is bombing Gaza, and I hope that they really flatten the city. And also are able to reach the bunkers that are and the tunnels below and kill as many as they can. Israel had actually distributed pamphlets and had soldiers had been calling thousands of hundreds of thousands people who live in Gaza, telling them, you better leave the city. And this started on Saturday because we are going to attack.
Yeah.
And those who wanted to leave, those who don't support Hamas, had an opportunity to leave. Those who stayed are supporting Hamas, or maybe they are also hostages of Hamas. But the Palestinians have elected Hamas. Hamas took over in 2007, but because they have taken over because the citizens of Hamas, of Gaza, Hamastan, mm-hmm. Have chosen them. They elected them to be their rulers.
Right.
And they are ruling by Islamic law. Mm-hmm. And so this is their choice. Fine. And they are indoctrinating their children. I mean, toddlers are being given toy guns and are being, plays are being staged to teach them how to kill the Jews. So they get it with their mother's milk. So there are no really, yeah. no, I don't think there are too many innocent people, in Gaza, in the Gaza Strip. And I think that, these are evil people and that promote evil, that have been indoctrinated to evil, trained to kill as many Jews as possible and other infidels,
yep.
and Christians as well, and they yep. have done that. So they even kill other Muslims who disagree with them. So I think this is a unique opportunity to clean the place up.
Well, and I just want to remind my listeners and my viewers, you know, in New Mexico, and I believe this was in 2015, roughly 2016, we uncovered that there was a camp of jihadis that yes. were, and they were training children. They were yep. training children to kill infidels here in the United States. And
well,
so,
you can see their supporters. There have been and still ongoing and will be more demonstrations and rallies in support of Hamas,
yeah.
in support of the Palestinians, and yeah, these people who do that, and some were interviewed and they said, no, Hamas is wonderful. It's Hamas victory. In some places in Australia and Sydney, I think they celebrated with fireworks mm-hmm. and distributing candies. They are celebrating the brutal murder of babies, children, rape of women, desecrating bodies, killing old. I mean, the whole thing has really, the brutality is even worse than what ISIS has done. And I've written over the years, I have compared ISIS and Hamas many times. I showed pictures. I showed what kind of material they are indoctrinating their children with. And people here didn't pay attention. Oh, you know, there is a military wing. There is a political wing. No, they are all, their ideology and everything that motivates them is from the Quran. And by the way, the charters, Article 7 of the Hamas Charter says that the day of judgment will not come about until Muslims fight Jews and kill them. Then the Jews will hide behind rocks and trees, and the rocks and trees will cry out, oh, Muslims, there is a Jew hiding behind me, come and kill him. That's it. This yeah. is what they want. This is what they said. And no American administration ever had demanded that they actually retract this. None. The Palestinians were supposed, or the PA, Abbas and Arafat before him, they were supposed to sign an agreement that they will stop the indoctrination of hate against the Jews, against Israel. They never did. And nobody demanded it. And actually, the Biden administration just renewed support to them. And I understand that Blinken was able to get around and send them a few more, $150 million or something like that,
yeah.
Through UNRWA this week.
Yeah, Yeah, which we know will just be turned into money that they will use to purchase,
absolutely.
Yeah, munitions and so forth, yeah. to attack Israel.
Yeah.
And that's the same organization, by the way, that Meher Bitar has close ties to, who has been positioned with the Biden administration as one of the lead senior intelligence advisors and head of intelligence, as I understand it. Is that,
you're talking about the position in the Pentagon.
Right. Right.
There are others who have been, I have in the Soros agenda, I have a very, not complete list by any mean, but I have a list of top advisors, top officials in the Biden administration that have been affiliated with anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian organizations, anti-America organizations here and elsewhere in the globalization organizations, and that have been affiliated also with the Soros Foundation and similar foundations that have been supporting also many of the Hamas affiliates that have been receiving money from them and supporting the State Department and pushing the State Department, and Blinken is also who wanted a ceasefire on the first day of this war, which was deleted. This administration is heavily infiltrated by them, and you see the squad. We have elected officials,
yeah,
who are supporting the massacre of innocent children, and this is just beyond belief. And the fact that they are being able to active here and to have these big demonstrations and not really condemn what is happening there and the atrocities of Hamas is very worrisome, because we don't know when they will decide that they don't like what they if the Biden administration is helping, and hopefully it will help Israel. If these people here decide they don't like it, we can be attacked as well.
I know that most Israelis, most Jewish people understand this level of hate that's coming. But I think that for a lot of Americans, and this is in general part of our issue when it comes to just understanding the war that we are in total, the globalist war, the communist battle, all of this stuff. It's difficult for Americans to wrap their minds around the idea, because we have in our culture this idea that, well, people are just generally good. The Bible says that's not true. The scriptures say, the Old Testament says, that the heart of man is wicked. It says that. I mean, it tells us that.
What better demonstration of how evil exists than what is happening in how Hamas has been attacking the Jews in Israel? They want to destroy the Jewish state. They say so, and they are doing everything they can. And Iran is helping them, and the Biden administration still wants to give more money to Iran and facilitate a nuclear weapon to Iran. This is... And they want the same thing. The Iranians continue, all the time, to say, well, Israel is a small Satan. We want to destroy them, but America is the big Satan. And they are doing everything in order to create chaos also in this country. The people who are involved with this Biden administration, supporters of this ideology, and there are many, and think tanks in Washington, are trying to destroy the United States as well.
There's a lot going on, and has been a lot going on in Israel as well. There's been a huge shift there from a very secular culture to a much more Torah-driven. This new government that Netanyahu has brought in, that the people have voted in, have taken a much more traditional hey, wait a minute, this was a nation established by God, and we need to get back to that kind of approach, which is why they had the big upheaval with the judicial. So you've had a lot of upheaval on the interior as well. Do you think that this outside assault by Hamas is putting a chill on that and kind of gelling the people together?
Well, yeah, there are. I mean, everybody, you know, Hamas is not shooting only on the homes and the neighborhoods where religious or Orthodox people are living, right? No, they are shelling everybody, left and right, and even those who, even today, I saw somebody from the left going after the Netanyahu government that because they refused to, they said that there is nobody to talk with the Palestinians because the Palestinians are continuing to pay, the Palestinian Authority are continuing to pay terrorists in the program that they have paid for, pay for slay, encouraging Palestinians to kill Jews with payment. It's unbelievable. But most of the Israelis are united. People who serve in the reserve. There are many who were outside Israel when this started, who chartered planes to go back to Israel to serve in the army. Many people who may have demonstrated, I don't know, a week earlier against the Netanyahu government, wore their uniform, took weapons, and went down to the Gaza area in order to save the Jews who were fighting for their lives, or innocent people who were sleeping in the bed and murdered in their bed.
Right.
So the Israelis are all in, and everybody understands this is their homeland, and they are doing everything they can and wholeheartedly supporting the IDF and working with the IDF in order to save the country.
As we step back from this and look at the world as a whole, does it seem to you that lines are being drawn? I had Nan Su on yesterday talking about the CCP and what they're doing to support Iran. Russia has stepped into this situation, it seems, trying to push a pro-Palestinian settlement.
Sure.
Do you feel
an
like there's...
an anti-Israeli settlement.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Do you feel as though this is leading to something larger?
Well, the forces of evil are united. Because the Biden administration has been kind of missing in action since they came in, and showing weaknesses, demonstrating weaknesses. Actually, now Hamas is fighting the Jews in Israel with weapons from some weapons from Afghanistan.
Yeah.
The whole thing is. And about speaking about money, the United States, because the Biden administration did not enforce the sanctions as it should have, as the Trump administration did, Iran was able to increase their reserves from $4 billion when Biden came in to more than $70 billion today. Billion. So it's not only the six billion that they gave to Qatar, who's actually has been paying Hamas all along and supporting Hamas. It's like asking the cat to watch the milk. Even if they didn't give the money to Iran yet, Iran had many billions of dollars to spend already. They also received money from USAID and from UNRWA for humanitarian aid. And this is American money. Our taxpayer went to bolster these murderers. The statements, and I hope I understand Biden is to speak today And I hope that, unlike Blinken, he will not call for a ceasefire, but allow, but encourage Israel to finish this viper nest as quickly as possible and help them with that.
There seems to be a lot of division here as well on this whole situation. In particular, once again, you know, a division about how involved the United States should be in this situation. Do you see us putting boots on the ground? Do you think
I don't think I Israel has never asked for boots on the ground. In all the hard fightings that they have done over the years, but they certainly need support with weapons. It's a small country, only 7 million Jews, and there are 2 million Arabs and Arab Israelis, and they are running out of ammunition. I mean, yeah, it's being depleted. Each Iron Dome missile that takes out missiles from and rockets from Gaza or from Hezbollah costs $1 million.
Right.
And so Israel needs ammunition support, and that's what the United States should do, and should really encourage. The United States should warn the neighboring Arab countries not to get involved, and especially warn Iran and send enough messages to strong messages to Iran to stop intervening, and certainly not to release the Hezbollah. But that's really now. This is the moment when the United States, the Biden administration, can prove that they are still the leaders of the world. If they miss that, it's not only it will be horrible for Israel, but it will be horrible for the United States as well.
Yeah.
And the fifth column of many jihadis that are in the United States already will actually rise up. And it will be, and Americans are, you say Americans have difficulties understanding what the story is, what jihad is. Well, they will learn the hard way. And nobody here is prepared for it.
Dr. Rachel, thank you so much for being with me today to have this critically important conversation at this very critically important time. Folks, again, I encourage you to get to acdemocracy.org, acdemocracy.org. Pick up the book, The Soros Agenda, but read these articles so that you get an understanding of what it is that's happening. This is a worldwide potential calamity. And the Muslims are desirous of pushing us into World War III. They believe that is their objective. They believe that their purpose is to lead us into Armageddon. That's truly what they believe.
And pray for Israel's safety. Help Israel, and also pray for American safety.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Rachel, thank you again so much for being with us. I greatly appreciate it. All right, we'll take a break. We're going to talk about Texas coming up because, folks, I'll tell you what, the gateway into America is the southern border of Texas, and we have got to secure it. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. Let's see, there we go. Where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm frantically working here to get the segment that I just did uploaded for you so that way it can get shared regarding what's going on in Israel right now. There's continued shelling that's happening. David just texted me from Tel Aviv. They're shooting missiles out of Gaza towards Tel Aviv, and the people in Tel Aviv, David in particular, said that they have spent the majority of the night and continue to be underground because of the bombardment that's going on coming out of Gaza. While Israel also is bombarding Gaza as well as they need to, and quite frankly, in my opinion, as they should. We don't understand what the storm that I think is potentially coming, and we'll talk with my next guest about the seriousness of that, because Texas's southern border is the southern border of the United States, but it is the gateway through which the majority of this is happening. And a lot of people don't know this. And it's been there for years, because I used to be involved in meetings we were having talking about this, and we had women that went into mosques in the center of San Antonio. There is an area in the center of San Antonio that looks like Beirut. They have mosques. They have underground. They're probably three and four stories deep of munitions that are there. There are buildings that are around it that are just cement, rectangular buildings built around the mosques as barriers. And they've been there now, in my estimation, for almost 10 years. And if you think that they are not, you know, building up, you're asleep at the wheel. Wes Friedel, welcome aboard. Good to have you with me.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
I just figured I'd set the fire and you could jump in. I think that a lot of people, you know, tend to think that this is happening way over there. I remember talking about the LGBTQ agenda 11 years ago, and doing it as the head of an Oak Initiative chapter, and then continuing to have those kinds of conversations. And I remember people coming up to me and saying to me, listen, if you keep talking about this stuff, we're not going to come to your meetings anymore, because this will never happen in Texas. While at the same time, one of the very first Parents for Lesbians and Gays groups was meeting regularly at Tyvee High School.
Wow. Yeah, I did not know that about that. We're in a place where when we talk about our border, people are worried what's happening in Israel right now. A lot of those people, Hamas and all that, I guarantee are already here. We are going to face some real threats within our own borders because we have weak leadership that has allowed every bit of this to happen, to include the Israel side and to include what's happening here in the border.
Well, and to include our own governor, Governor Abbott as well, and to include many of the, you know, I've talked about this. Brigitte Gabriel came out here when she first started Act for America. And again, this is years and years ago, okay? But when she was trying to get Act for America and chapters in Texas, and she and I talked about this, she tried to have a meeting up in Dallas. And one of the wealthy people up there opened up their home, and they invited all of their friends to come. And the night of the meeting came, there were three people there.
Yeah.
And the owner, you know, the person who was having the meeting started calling their friends and say, where are you? And they said, we can't attend a meeting like that. Because why? Mm-hmm. Because oil money in Texas is tied to oil money in the Middle East.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you where things are. This is why, this is why they tried to take out Ken Paxton just now. The Bush cabal tried to take him out. Well, the Bush cabal is in league with these Arabs.
100%. I have a friend who worked in the oil field in Midland, and George Bush Jr. himself left that guy owing my friend about $30,000 or $40,000, because according to my friend, Bush was not paying the people, that the contractors that were coming out and doing the work, because he was trying to keep the investors happy. So any money that came in went straight to the investors and screwed over everybody that was trying to help them. So my friend doesn't have a very high opinion of Bush to begin with. And then, the more we learn about the Bushes, the more disappointing it gets. And we look at the Paxton impeachment. That is almost identical to what Karl Rove tried to do to, I can't remember his name right now, over in Alabama. He was a governor. There's a documentary called Atticus versus the Architect, and the fingerprints from that one are the exact same fingerprints on this Paxton impeachment. Karl Rove, I am very sure, was 100% involved in this.
Well, Rove was involved in it 100%. I'm sure the Koch brothers were involved in funding it as well. Bush, as we know, were directly involved with regards to the whole situation. I guess that brings up the question. I mean, Texas, people don't realize what the battle is in Texas. I think that the Paxton move was an overplay, and that tends to be the case with the globalists and that group. They tend to get a little bit arrogant, a little full of themselves, and ultimately they overplay their hand to a degree. Do you think that they've done that with the Paxton thing? You mentioned to me when we got started, you know, last time, and you know that I was going to run against Murr 6 years ago, And literally days before I made my formal announcement, I was in the car accident. But that's okay because God's got a plan. And I'm so glad that you are running and I am in absolute, complete and total support of your candidacy and just will do everything I can to get your name out there so people will know to get you in there and get Murr out. That's where I'm at. Just I want to publicly say that so that people know Pastor Greg is on Wes's team.
Yeah, I appreciate that a lot. It means a lot. We we ran against him last time and we didn't win. We did really well. We know he spent at least $500,000 in that race, and the PAC's probably spent around $250,000. So we went our $80,000 against roughly $750,000, and we still did really well on it. I was hoping after that race that he would realize, hey, there's a lot of people mad at you in the district, and that he would do a better job and start listening to constituents. And instead, he doubled down, and voting record got even worse. I mean, it was bad before; it got even worse. And then he decided to side with Karl Rove in the bushes and work on this Paxton impeachment. He led he was the chair that led the investigation. I wouldn't call it a good investigation at all. But anyway, they just completely botched it. And luckily their incompetence showed full frontal to the public, and we're grateful for that part of it. I just hate that Ken Paxton had to be the guy that had to go through that. So
well, I'll tell you, I can tell you this from having watched it firsthand. Of course, I'm not making those kinds of trips right now because of, you know, the accident situation. But when he first took office, when Murr first took office, I would go down there regularly. I was a part of testifying for the pastor protection bill back then. And he had back then a sofa when you would walk into his office to the left, that first wall on the left there, kind of in the lobby area, there was a little sofa there. And sitting on that sofa was a lobbyist with a cell phone. And that lobbyist would meet with him before he would go to the floor and vote. I mean, I watched it. It got to the point where his chief of staff actually would block me at the door and wouldn't let me into the office.
Yeah, I believe that. What was interesting this year, going into his office, it felt like a funeral parlor. The lights were turned down low. Everybody looked not happy in there. Like, it was not a happy, cheerful office. When I win my election, I want to make sure that when you walk into my office, on the wall, I want to have something that says two questions for the lobbyist. Does your bill enable freedom, and does your bill reduce the size of government? So those are the two things. I want the lobbyists, when they come in, to know that's our goal in our office.
Well, the other thing that you need to make sure that you do is change over staff, because I've shared this with people repeatedly. Here's the thing. Everybody talks about term limits. Term limits is fine. Go ahead. But term limits isn't going to fix the problem, because all term limits does is change the name on the door. The reality is that what the representative sees, what the representative gets, is what his staff gives him or her.
Yeah.
Only because they bombard you with so many bills, there's no way that you could read everything. I watched on the federal level, one of the members of Congress stand there with a stack of papers and just throw the stack of papers in the air and just fuming, because he said, you give us 3 minutes, you hand us this stack of papers, and you give us 3 to 5 minutes, and then you say, okay, now we're going to vote on a stack. Then how am I supposed to vote for my constituents when I've never even seen what the bill says, and you guys are just pushing this stuff through? Listen, that's what's happening in Texas. The same thing.
Well, the staff will definitely be changed out. Some of Murr's paid Texas staff has been coming to our events, acting very strange. One of them, who's a nice guy, he just keeps showing up to like our personal events, which definitely a lot of people have made some comments to me about that. But then his other district director, she showed up to a meeting the other day and just held her cell phone up, recording me the whole time. And I thought, this is not very appropriate for a state representative's direct staff to basically be showing up to our meetings and harassing us. You know, I told one of them, I said, hey, we're sticking with the truth here. We're sticking with everything that's public record and in the House Journal. We don't plan on deviating outside of that and making speculations or anything. We want to go with the facts here. We have constituents that were actually in one of those meetings that have said Murr runs and hides in his office. Whenever they go to talk to him, he literally, that little lobby area, he'll walk into his office, shut the door, and won't talk to you.
That's right.
Absolute insanity.
He has been doing that ever since he's been down there, because I ran into the same exact thing. And I had one meeting with him privately at the Denny's in Kerrville. And we talked for over 2 hours. And at the end of it, he said to me, well, it seems to me, Pastor, all you're concerned about is social issues. And I talked to him about guns. I talked to him about the border. I talked to him about the LGBTQ agenda and what it would mean to our children and what they were going to do to our kids. I talked about the issue of abortion. But see, the thing is these issues, Wes, they're not social issues. They're the foundation for freedom and liberty. Without them, there's no freedom and liberty.
Yeah, I remember one of our founding fathers saying, without a moral society, the republic won't stand. I'm back and forth on legislating morality, because, you know, kind of came from the you can't legislate morality. But yet here we are with people doing insane things. And we're talking about the drag shows, you know, in front of kids and everything like that. Like, that absolutely deserves to have some legislation stopping those kids from being exposed from men, grown men, and whatever. I don't think those men understand what women really look like, because their version of women is completely offensive to what a real woman looks like. So,
here's the thing. And Matt Long and I, you know, Matt and I have talked about this, you know, Matt and I have had conversations about this for years. And his initial thought was, well, you can't legislate morality, because that was kind of the goat. That was what they pushed. What we didn't understand was that was a subversive thing that the left was pushing onto the right in order to quiet us. And here's the issue. Because every law is moral. Laws are morals, period.
Yep.
No matter what it is, even if it's a law that violates the Ten Commandments, like suggesting that sodomy is, they made a law that said that you can sodomize children. They made a law now. It is the law that you can sodomize kids starting at 12 years of age. That's the law. That's the law. Well, I'm sorry, but they have legislated morality, saying rape little boys. Woohoo!
Yeah.
We better start legislating the right way, and we better end those kinds of laws. Texas versus Lawrence. Check it out, folks. I'm not making this stuff up. It's a fact. And that's why they teach it in school. That's why they teach in sex ed. They teach what's called fisting in your sex ed. They have they have actual dildo races in your classrooms, where they take a condom and they have the children stand in the back of the classroom and run to the front, and whoever can put the condom on the dildo first wins.
Yeah, we homeschool for a very specific reason, and that's we don't want the government or immoral people having any oversight over our kids. And to be fair, there's some fantastic, amazing teachers caught in the public education system that are trying to do a good job and to be good influencers on children to grow up and become great adults. But there's some really terrible people in the school system too. And when we don't have control over who is injecting good moral values, or when we don't have control over who should be injecting good moral values into our kids, then our kids are not going to be attending those schools. So.
Well, the problem, Wes, is that as a representative, you're going to be representing constituents who don't have that option. They're not homeschooling. They have their kids in public schools where local school boards and so forth are promoting pornography and things of that nature, and those kinds of things are inundating their children. How do you propose that you might change some of that so that their kids are in a safer environment?
That's a great question. I would say I'm actually about to have a meeting at 10 o'clock with a school board member from Midland. I'm here in Midland right now. And these guys I trust a lot. I have another friend that got on school board over in Granbury, and the attacks on both of them is insane. And people that are good in society, I guess you would say, that get on these school board, school boards, they're showing their colors in a lot of ways, because when these two people that I'm talking about are trying to say, hey, this is where we need to be at and what we need to be doing with our kids, like, they get treated, I mean, and they're good Christian people, and they get treated like they're the worst people in the world for trying to do something good while they're on these school boards, and they get targeted, singled out. I'll be meeting with this guy today here at 10, and we'll discuss a lot of those. But those guys are who I'm going to have as resources. And that's what we talk about when you talk about staff. It's surrounding yourself with good people who are experts in these subject matter experts. We have to surround those. When I've been in the Capitol a lot, sat in a lot of legislators' offices, and you can tell that there are staffers who are just there and getting by and winging everything. And then you can tell that there are staffers who are experts. There's some legislative directors that are amazing, and I'm trying to figure out how to hire them once I win my race. But I want guys that are experts. There's one particular guy, doesn't matter what subject we bring up or what bill we bring up, like, he can tell you, here is the issue with this bill, that bill. And it got to one point where this particular guy, the lobbyist, just completely quit coming by their office because they knew that this guy understood the counter to what they were trying to push. So I want to hire the best staff I can. When you surround yourself with good people, you will do well. And I was talking with Alan West yesterday. I was on his podcast. And anyways, one of the things we talked about was, you know, you can't send people who have fearful hearts to be in leadership positions in the state legislature.
Yep.
And we see that happening over and over again, where people are afraid. They go up there, and then they're afraid that if they oppose leadership, that they're going to be ineffective. And because they do that, they end up becoming the most ineffective people in that state house because of it. So we have to send people who are willing to stand up. And one of the things I mentioned to I always go back to this, and we were talking about it yesterday with Alan, is there were three people that refused to sign the Constitution at the Philadelphia Convention. And those three guys, you know, were in the minority position, but they were willing to be brave and to take a stand. And it forced the conversation, which is the Federalist versus Anti-Federalist debate, which ended up becoming, we put a Bill of Rights along with our Constitution. James Madison, who gets a lot of credit for it, actually was against the Bill of Rights. He said, no, the states have their own Bill of Rights. We don't need to put one in on the federal side. And thanks to George Mason and, who was there? Elbridge, yeah. I'm going to mess the other two guys' names up, but Edmund Randolph, I think, was one of those guys. And anyways, those three guys willing to take a stand. We have to have leadership like that in the state capitol, where they're okay with being unpopular at the moment, but they're taking the stand and forcing the conversation that leads to a majority decision that puts Texas in a better place. And unfortunately, we have a lot of people that go there. I've watched a lot of freshmen get there, and the first thing they do is they bow down to the leadership, and they campaigned, you know, for 6 months or a year about how they were going to stand up and be the fighting boys. And then they got there, and the very first act they make is to bow down to a leadership that has been working against us. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have the speaker's open house, and they get in there and they let the speaker and basically they let the speaker pick their staff. Once you've allowed the speaker to pick your staff, you're pretty much done at that point, because all you're going to get is the stuff that he has green stamped. That's all that's going to come. Closing minutes. What are your top three issues in your campaign that you want to see done? You got about 4 minutes.
Yeah, top three. One is border. HB 20 that should have passed this session was killed by a point of order by Democrats. It's supposed to take 10 Republicans to challenge that point of order. The speaker accepted this point of order. They could only find six guys willing to step up and challenge it, so that bill died. One of my goals is to make sure that's actually leads into point two. Is I want to make sure that we have representatives that are willing to stand up as soon as a Democrat tries to kill our bill, that we have, you know, at least 10, preferably 20 people that will step up every time and challenge that point of order. Dade Speaker, his head parliamentarian is an Obama attorney. absolute insanity that the Republicans speak for the House is using Democrats, and then the Democrats are killing our bills. The third one for me is firearms. You know, Alan asked me yesterday, he's like, where do you rate Texas right now on firearm law? And B plus maybe. Like, we still need to get to that A category. Yep. And so while we've made some great strides since 95 to now, you know, in 2015, open carry, 2021 was the constitutional carry bill passed. That was because of the people coming to the Capitol and pushing for that, because a lot of legislators there were not for it, including Andrew Murr. He publicly told constituents he didn't support it. We have some great bills that we filed that didn't get heard, and this year we want to make sure that those bills, or next year we want to make sure that those bills get filed and get passed.
Final question, how do we protect our kids in schools?
In schools, it's going to take legislation to affect it. But honestly, I mean, me and my wife, we're not wealthy people. We do everything we can to keep our kids out of this public school system right now until it's fixed. And I think school choice is an example of, you know, I'm a free market guy, and competition leads to better products. And I think in this situation, if kids are in a school that is doing wrong, doing a poor job teaching their kids, they need to have that ability to move their kids to a different school. And I think that will lead to schools changing how they do things, and we'll end up better off in rural communities that are worried about it. I don't think that, you know, the only reason they need to worry about it is if they're not doing a good job right now. If they're doing a great job, they have nothing to worry about.
Very good. And website?
Website is verdell4texas.com, or you can just Google West Verdell and the website will come up. And we appreciate your support. Any donations we're frugal with, and we make sure that it goes directly towards marketing to reach voters.
Now, is that the number 4 or spelled out F-O-R?
F-O-R, yes, sir.
Okay, verdell4texas.com.
Yes, sir, that's it.
All right, fantastic. Wes, thanks for being with us today. I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Pastor Greg. Me too.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
I appreciate that.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners.